بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال تبارك وتعالى وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the most perfect, most easy, the most beautiful deen of Islam. Deen of Islam is perfect, is complete. The most beautiful deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you and I. Completely beautiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the most beautiful of Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam to teach us a beautiful deen. Everything in deen of Islam is perfect, is complete, is beautiful, and absolutely easy. Dunya life, we know, is difficult. Earn a livelihood, difficult. Having children, bring them to this world, making the tarbiyat, nurturing them, bringing them up, education, everything difficult about dunya. Driving a vehicle also difficult. A young boy also, one day he also drives the car, but he starts at the bottom. He starts first crawling, then today he will knock his head, he'll fall down, he'll get hurt, he's crawling, then he's walking a little bit, then he gets onto his little bicycle, tricycle, with his training wheels, but he's determined. He wants to make it in dunya. That Allah has put in the heart. Insan won't stop to make dunya. And dunya, whether he will make the effort, whether he makes an effort to educate himself or not, the basics of dunya he will learn. Nowadays we have this concern and this fikr, that my child is 5-6 years old, he can't read as yet, can't count as yet, doesn't know colors, doesn't know ABC. That child, Allah has put in every child's heart, every human being's heart, the love for dunya and money is there. He's going to learn to count. He's going to learn his numbers. He will learn to see the colors also, because he wants to make dunya. But when he comes to deen, he will learn Quran Sharif on his own. He will learn the ma'rifat of Allah on his own. He won't learn to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his own. There's an effort behind it. Where the parents come into it, that we have to make an effort to bring deen into our homes. Today, this deception we have, that I have the knowledge of deen, so I have deen. I want the fikr of deen, the concern of deen, so I have deen. This is not true. Just having the knowledge of deen doesn't mean I have deen in my life. Person becomes an alim of deen. A beautiful example of Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib used to give us in Darulum days. He says, here in Darulum we have to teach you in Johannesburg. We teach you now how to go to Durban. And in theory, we will teach you how many robots, how many toll roads, toll stops there are, and each one how much they will charge you, with all the speeding cameras. So everything, we'll teach you everything. And we'll take your imtihan also. We'll take your examination. Now you wrote the examination. How to get to Durban from Johannesburg, where the stops are, how much you have to pay, where the cameras are. And the ustaz, he marked the paper 100%. But the reality is, right now, are you in Durban or Johannesburg? You're still in Johannesburg. Doesn't mean you passed the examination how to get to Durban, that you are in Durban, you're still in Johannesburg. I can know the entire road how to get to Jannat. Doesn't make me a Jannati. I can have the knowledge of it, how to get to Jannat. I know all the sunnats. How many of us, myself also, I know the sunnat dua before eating. But when we see the food, we forget dua also. He asked the brother, did you read the dua? He says, no, I know the dua. But did you read it? No, I read it in my heart. So we tell the brother, eat with your heart also. But no, they will make so much of sound, so much of noises, the food is so teeth. Say Bismillah. Praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as our Shaykh says, if you don't like the food, at least say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Say something of Allah. So one is the knowledge of deen and one is deen. Ilmu deen, the knowledge of deen. Having the knowledge of deen doesn't mean I have deen. Having the concern for deen to come into my life doesn't mean I have deen. Deen is something that I have to adopt in my daily life. I have to learn the deen, yes, I have to have the knowledge of it, and then have the concern of deen, and then bring deen into my life. Deen into my life, what does it mean? The deen of Allah has to come into my life. Why is it so important for deen to come into my life? Deen also, we don't translate as a religion. Nowadays you hear this word commonly. that the religion, oh, Islam is a religion. Christianity is also a religion. Judaism also a religion. Hinduism also a religion. Islam is not a religion. What is a religion? Nowadays when we speak about a religion, the Christianity is a religion. Christianity, we know the religion of Christianity is confined to only one Sunday. Go to the church, do a few things over there, tell the priest that I've done this and that, I forgive you my son, and carry on making guna for the next 6 days of the week, come back next week Sunday again. Judaism also, is that a religion? It's only a Sabbath. On a Saturday they put the lights off, and that too, the brothers tell us, in those countries where the Jews are, that they can't put the light on, they can't start the car also, they can't use anything electronic, anything digital, but they have to go to work. So I said, brother, what do they do then? You see, we are Muslim neighbors, so they call us on the Saturday morning, brother, you know, I can't start the car, so please you start the car for me. You can put the light on for me. So is that a religion? So that's a religion confined. When we say religion nowadays, it means something that is confined to some time and some place. That's it. That makes you a follower of that religion. It should not be that we as Muslims also follow one religion. That only Friday I'm a Muslim. Only the day of Eid I'm a Muslim. What's a Muslim? Muslim is the one that submits to Allah wholeheartedly 24/7. 24 hours I'm a Muslim. I can't move, I can't live out of the system of Allah. This is a complete deen. When we say deen, Islam is a way of life. Every step of my life I enter into the masjid. This is a way how I should have entered also. With my right foot. I'm conscious all the time. I'm a slave of Allah. I'm not a boss, although I'm wearing a brand name. Boss. But I'm not the boss. Allah is the boss. And I can't take the title away from Allah. And Allah Ta'ala challenges also that kibriya and pride is my covering. If anyone dares wish to remove this covering from me, then I will fling him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Pride belongs to me. These titles belong to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So every step we have a teaching. And like this we're connecting to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I brought deen in my walking also. How to walk into the masjid, the right foot. What dua to read also. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. We're making dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is deen. The dua also that we are reading. Alhamdulillah, we have many masajid. This masjid also. Go wuzu khana, we've got mashallah. We've got it plastered everywhere. This dua, this dua, this dua. But our eyes don't see it anymore. That I must read this dua. How I should enter the masjid. How I should leave the masjid. How I should perform my salah. To bring deen in every step of my life. When I will become a true Muslim. And these du'as that we are reading also, understand. These du'as that we are reading, the du'as we find in the wuzu khana. Before we start our wudu, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Or just say Bismillah, Bismillah walhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam. What's the virtue of this? Riwayat and the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. That a person who reads Bismillah before wudu, as long as his wudu remains intact, the malaika will write good deeds for him. He's sitting in the shop, he's counting money. And he's counting, malaika counting his rewards, writing. Just because he said Bismillah before wudu. What an investment. Here now we say we can't trust the staff anymore. Put them on duty, they're not doing their job. Allah Ta'ala says, you read Bismillah, you put in the malaika on duty for you. They're working for you, they're writing rewards for you. So these du'as are accepted, person making wudu. And he reads the du'a, he brought deen into his wudu also. And wudu, how to make wudu? Ulama say we make wudu, we are thrifty. We save water in wudu. They say the effect of this, Allah will give you barakat in your sustenance. Allah will make your life also thrifty. Now you're complaining. That now go to the counselor and tell him the bills are coming so high. Municipality, they're not doing the reading. Estimation. I want to buy a property. And the deal went through. Now the bill came through. R500,000, R200,000. Now we will fight municipality. They say, who you must fight with? Fight with yourself. Why are you not reading dua? Be thrifty in your wuzu. So our solutions are all in our deen. Rosie, I got a problem. My son can't have children, or I can't have children, or there's doubt, etc. Unfortunately, myself as an alim, somebody will come and ask, Manana, the shop not doing well, what must do? So then I'll ask him, I bring what stock you've got there, where your shop is situated, that how's the passing trade. Maybe you got to change your the decor in the shop, or put some more lighting over there. Now we want to solve dunya with dunya. We want to solve the creation with the creation. Whereas who is the creator of the problem? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, not dunya. Only ajeeb and important point ulama explain also. Sometimes we have two words, we use musibat and ni'mat. Musibat, calamity. Ni'mat, the bounty, favor of Allah. You see, sometimes some bounty, some musibat will strike us. It's a calamity. My dunya is not coming right. Oh, my children are coming right. Oh, the sky is a musibat for me. The sky is a calamity for me. But if that calamity takes out from within me, and I say, Ya Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and this musibat, calamity brings me closer to my Allah, then that musibat in reality is a ni'mat. It's a bounty of Allah. On the other hand, a person has a bounty. Allah gave him a ni'mat. But that bounty now is taking me away from Allah. Then in reality, that ni'mat becomes a musibat. Very simple example ulama give. A person buys a beautiful vehicle, updates his car now. And now because he got a nice car, smart car, so busy now taking their family everywhere, Allah gave him a ni'mat, but the car can't bring him for salah, that car is a musibat. There's no more ni'mat. When he had a simple car, broken down car, then that musibat car was bringing him for salah, so the car is a ni'mat for you. Although Allah is breaking apart, falling apart, but he's bringing you to the house of Allah. So how to understand deen to come into my life? These du'as that we are reading also, wuzu time. Allahumma ghfirli, dhambi, wasi'li, fi dari, wa barikli, fi rizqi. All these are du'as. And these du'as are accepted in the court of Allah. Is that just we read it for nothing? Every du'a to understand, what is a du'a? When we learn du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? My son got chosen for the speech contest. And he came out first. He came on the last page of the local paper. And the mother is so proud. Moro poiro. He got chosen now. And he won the speech contest. Now we'll cut out the article, put it on the fridge over there. My son. These du'as are not speech of some makhluk. These du'as are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu that he taught us. So when he read the du'a, he was a beloved of Allah. When I will read these du'as also, immediately I'll become the beloved of Allah. That you are quoting, you are saying the same thing Nabi of Allah mentioned. But these du'as are accepted. So Allah forgive me for all my sins. I'm making du'a. During wudu, one is I'm becoming pure and clean physically. The dirt is being removed. Spiritually also. Allah is forgiving my sins by making wudu. Allahumma khfirli dhambi wa wasi'li fi dhari. Person says things are tough, things are difficult. The house is getting small. We're getting a chance to make du'a in wudu. Wa wasi'li fi dhari. Allah give me a big house. Allah give me, nothing wrong having a big house, ulama say. Person has a big house, you got a big heart also. A big house, it doesn't mean now that you have to fill up the house with all dunya. You can have a spacious house, comfortable, alhamdulillah. Doesn't mean now the house has to be extravagant and lavish. It can be a simple house, but it's spacious, it's comfortable for everyone. All are welcome, alhamdulillah. Jamaat can come, ulama can come, family people can come. So there's nothing wrong with that. Person now is thinking, now take a loan from the bank. But before you take a loan, read your dua first. Start reading your dua. Person, rosy is going down. As I mentioned, he comes to the alim. Marana, what I must do? Let me hear. Now business plan. What's the business plan ahead? What should I do? Can't have children. Marana, what must do? Well, there's a specialist doctor over here. Go here, go there. Ask this one over here. The last thing comes in the mind is, turn to Allah. What did Allah give us? The creator of the calamity, the creator of the problem, the creator of the solution, he'll give you the solution. One person came into an alim. He says, Manana, can't have children, what I must do? He said, make istighfar. He said, Jazakallah. So he left and he went away. Another person came, he said, Manana, business is going down, what I must do? He said, make istighfar. He went away. Another person came, I got a farm, drought right now, there's no water available, no irrigation system. Manana, what I must do? Make istighfar. The students heard this. First person came, can't have children, you said istighfar. Second person came, business is going down, make istighfar. Other person came, drought, no water available, make istighfar. You say, Manana, like different people come to the doctor and he's giving them same panado but different color. One yellow, one red, one orange. The same tablet. He said, how is this going to work? He said, haven't you read the Quran Sharif? Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, surah An-Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He said, I said to the people, make istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah is very forgiving. And to the barakat of istighfar, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah will give you beneficial rains. Where's the istighfar and where's the rain? Allah's system. System of dunya, I know. And I know my dunya so well also. Mechanics is just start the car. Applies his ears, something wrong with the manifold. Car needs a service. Subhanallah. You know the unseen. No, I'm a mechanic. I know the sound of the car. Just what's the problem, I can tell you the rattle is coming from. There's an expert on the car. But now the vehicle of my iman is so battered right now. The exhaust is hanging. And all the tires of my iman, my alignment is gone off. Balancing is gone off. I'm going to look at my wife, but the eyes are going towards the sister-in-law. I'm going to smile at the wife, but the smile is coming out of the secretary. So the whole vehicle is now pulling wrong way. Tires are getting worn out also. The pressure is different in every tire. My mood swings when I come home. Wife is afraid. Husband is coming at 5 o'clock. He'll be in a mood right now. Giving garam garam roti must give him. Oh, he's garam himself after that. There'll be a problem in the house. Now when he's in the shop, then he's sweet, talking to everybody. Comes home, don't know how to talk to the children. Don't know how to talk to the wife. That's not deen. Deen is when I get the character of Rasulullah s.a.w. comes into my life. Comes into my salah. Comes into my entire life. So here Allah Pak says, make istighfar. Make istighfar, Allah will send for you beneficial rains. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ مِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Allah will give you mal. Allah will give you children. Where's the children? Where's the istighfar? Allah Ta'ala has given the solution. Who is there to take the solution nowadays? Now we think, go to the bank. Go to this one. Go to the loan shark. Sort out my problem over here. Sort out the problem over there. Allah has given all the solutions. We have to learn our deen. And deen is so beautiful. We haven't learned deen, so it's difficult. As I mentioned, that young boy, he got his eye now in his father's car. One day I'm going to drive that car. The way he starts from the tricycle, then he takes out the wheels, the two spare wheels, we call it, or the training wheels. Now he's riding, his mother is seeing the speed he's going. Look at that young boy, 3 years old, 4 years old, riding the scooter. Riding the scooter, and now they're going downhill, we holding our breath, ya Allah, that thing don't have brakes. But he's got his brakes, wearing his Crocs. And 2 months' time, you know the shoe is finished. But what happened? The brakes, this. Your dimbo brakes on that scooter of mine. But he wants to go full speed. He's not going to stop. Because he's got that love for it. He felt the speed in his veins. So the speed of dunya is there. One day he's going to make it there. He's going to drive that car. And before you know it, the mother sees him now. He's not even holding the bars of the bicycle. He's standing on the seat. Better you're going to fall. Don't worry. I know how to ride it. We have to learn how to ride our deen also. How to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how he enjoys that bicycle ride, lying off-road, at what speed, where he's flying now. Just to get a thrill, he's not even afraid anymore. But he applied his mind. For us to apply our mind, ya Allah, how to bring this deen, by the qasam of Allah, the way we'll enjoy our deen. Right now we feel deen, I can't do this and I can't do that. Deen won't stop you. We have to learn our deen, go to ulama ikram and learn the beauty, how to enjoy my family life, how to enjoy my wife, how to enjoy my children, yes, and my dunya also. How to enjoy my dunya. Dunya ulama say, yes, we have to earn dunya. For the young man, they say very, very important. He has to be constructive and productive in his dunya and his deen. He has to be busy in dunya also. Hands have to be busy. The mind has to be busy. As an idle mind, then the fitna will start. So he has to find a job, he has to work, he has to go out, he has to sit in the shop. But they say together with that, there's two languages. One is the language of the tongue. What's the language of the tongue? Is to place the order. When the order is going to come, you got to dispatch. Now we're planning 4 months ahead, 6 months ahead. There's a language of dunya. That we have to speak it. We can't say, nah, I'm only planning for the week. I'm only planning for the week, my dukan. We know you run at a loss. So he has to plan ahead. So the language of dunya is like that. But the language of the heart is different. The lughat and the zaban of the dil of the heart is La ilaha illallah. That doesn't change. I'm busy with my hands and my mind, but my heart is saying Allah is controlling. Allah is sustainer. But when the language of the heart changes, then we say now that car, that gari and that car needs service now. It needs service, it has to go into the ICU. Now I have to put my iman right. I can't go with this type of iman into the qabr. Because as I mentioned, the effort is of deen to come into my life. The question will be asked in the qabr, ma deenuk? What was your deen? What did you follow? Who did you worship? Did you make the effort of deen to come into your life? The deen has to come into my walking, into my talking, into my salah also. I have to learn my deen and then see how enjoyable my life will become when I get Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in my life. Today we say that we can't do without sugar. We need sugar in the baking, we need sugar in the tea also. As you say, when it comes to tea, who doesn't enjoy a nice cup of tea? They say also, mashallah, Urdu they say, when it comes to the cup of chai, it must be labsoz, labrez or harroz. They say the chai and the tea must be till the brim, right till the top. It'll be nice and hot also, nice and sweet also. We have every day enjoy the tea. He said, that is chai pan. He said, our life will become like that. And it will be nice and sweet also. And even the side dishes. He said, in the same way we need sugar for everything, in the same way we make the effort for the creator of sugar to come into my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My life will become sweet. Now I look at my wife, I'm enjoying myself. Look at my children. Ya Allah, how you made these children? Today we're seeing computer, we're seeing robot. He said, look at how amazing. Look at your granddaughter, how she's, oh, ya Allah, small baby like this. How Allah made those cheeks, Allah Ta'ala made those lips. Ya Allah, where is it connected? How their heart is pumping, how their mind is working. The child, subhanAllah, she sees the mother going into sajda, how she falls into sajda, how Allah loves the child, subhanAllah. Ya Allah, look at this, how you made this, to see Allah Tabarak with everything, my children, my family, everything I do, starting the car, bismillah. Leaving the house, bismillah, tawakkal. All Allah Pak has given us solutions. It is for us to fall in love with our deen. Today we say, I can't fall in deen, I got my gunas right now. I love my fishing, and I love my hunting, and I love this. I can't do without it. While Ali was speaking about sports, so the person taking him home, he said, Marana, that bayan was a bitter pull. Because my sports is my, it's like a religion to me, I love it. Can't live without sports. I love my sports. What is sports in reality? We see it. Is taking a person away from Allah. The language of the heart has changed. Now they call it a fantasy, or fantasy cup, or fantasy league. That a person in his mind is making up who's going to play the match. Who's listening to you? You're giving your mind. Allah Ta'ala made the heart, subhanallah. Ulama say that Allah Ta'ala made the heart and the mind. Allah created the heart and the mind for His remembrance. Hazrat Thani rahimahullah used to say, one of our great akabir and ulama of the time, all the time in the effort of deen, writing Quran, tafsir, writing hadith, tafsir, sharah, he would say, any masla comes to my mind, any problem comes to my mind, he said, I would make a note of it. This is deeni problems now. Make a note of it. So, Hazrat, why are you writing it down? He said, Allah Ta'ala made my mind, my brain, not to remember problems. Allah Ta'ala made my mind, my heart, my brain to remember Him. So I release the pressure off my mind, write it down. When I need to remember, then I'll take out the page and I'll see it. But my mind, Allah made it free. I should remain free, my mind, my heart, my soul, to remember the creator of everything. Not to remember the problems that I have. So what Allah Ta'ala has made my life for, to bring deen into my life. They see how enjoyable life will become. Now I can't understand. Because I enjoy my sports. Right now we know we had two youngsters in our masjid. They became Muslim. Two white boys. So I asked them, what's the enjoyment? What's the biggest thrill of your life for the week? So I thought they'll tell me. As white boys now, they got a free life, no restrictions, no concept and idea of what is parki, napaki, whether the dog sits are there, whether the cat sits there, and they have to defecate, they have to do droppings there. For them, it's only dirt. For us, it's napak. No concept, no idea what is parki, napaki, haram, halal. Everything is free for them. So I say, what's the thrill of your life? Or every week, what keeps you going? So they became Muslim. So I thought maybe they'll say gambling or zina, women. So I said, what is it that you wait for? He said, we wait for Fridays. I said, why? He said, Friday afternoon. I said, what's it about the afternoon? He said, the weekend starts. I said, then? He said, the bottle, sharab, khamar, haram, drink. I said, drink? He said, that's everything to us. Then I understood Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, when he said to the emperors of the time that I have such mujahideen with me that shahadat and martyrdom in the path of Allah is more beloved to them than the bottle to you. They love to drink from the cup of Allah's muhabbat and love. He said, that is intoxication. Then comes everything else. Now the ummah, Allah Ta'ala save us, they say the ummah has become intoxicated also. Intoxication of dunya. Intoxication of sports. Intoxication of entertainment. What do we bring the weekend? Where are we going? What are we going to do? How are we going to spend our time? How are we going to pass our life? Zindagi banana hai. Zindagi banana hai. We have to make our life, not ki guzarna, just to pass the life. We have to make our akhirat, we have to make our jannat. Right now the ummah has got this intoxication. That how we can be further away from the deen of Allah, now we're free. We got no strings attached. House of Allah is far. Weekend, 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 weekend. This is their life. Now they're giving it to us now. We got this sports, we got this outing, we're going here. Before we should go meet family people. Meet this kala, meet that uncle. Now the uncle don't even know this, my nephew sit next to me in the masjid also. Better, who's your father? That's my cousin then. Where you came from? When were you born? Now we don't have our own family also nowadays. Now it's only entertainment. To learn the deen of Allah, bring deen into our lives. One is the knowledge of deen, the concern of deen, and now to bring deen into my life, and deen will become so enjoyable. One example to conclude, my dear brothers. A person, he made a plan to rob a bank. So he took his gun, entered the bank with a mask on, got his bag also, held up the bank, and he loaded in his bank 1 million rand. And ran out, few turns he took, and he said everything is quiet, took out his mask, etc. And now he's building his castles. Now my life is made. Now I'll buy this, and I'll build that, and I'll do this. Then he gets a phone call from his friend, that they got you on camera, and the police are on your back. Then he hears the sirens. Now he runs for his life. He's got his parcel with him, 1 million rand. My whole life is in this bag right now. But the police on my back, they're gonna catch me. As he turns the corner, he sees a manhole is open. And now he makes dua for the person that opened it. He throws the bag inside. As he throws the bag of money inside, the police just pitch up. Now he's standing like a bystander. So what happened? He said, no, there was a bank robbery. He said, very bad. But he was a robber. He lost 1 million rand and he's smiling. He lost 1 million rand, but he's smiling. Why? My life got saved. They say by the qasam of Allah, when we'll bring deen our life, and Allah will assist us with His power of pull to get rid of our bad habits, then we'll smile, Ya Allah, I don't need this anymore. I don't need this haram thing. I don't need the sports. Ya Allah, I got your dhikr. Ya Allah, I got the company of ulama. I got the masjid. Salah wa jamaat. Salah wa takbir ula safi awwal. Ya Allah, I've got big, big things in my life right now. Everything else becomes bland. He gave up his 1 million there and he's happy. I will give up my haram. Haram relationships, haram apps, haram sites. What enjoyment I'll find in life now. To come for Asr namaz on Jumu'ah. I closed my shop and I came. Ya Allah, I came running towards you. Ya Allah, I got everything now. Where will a person get something running away from the creator of everything? I will give up all our things of dunya for Allah. And Allah says, give her 5 minutes, 10 minutes, come to the house of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Make the fikr of deen. When I will have this concern, deen to come into my life, Allah will pull us. وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. The person who wants to get close to Allah, Allah will open his heart. How do I show Allah that I want my Allah? One day I have to return to Allah. I have to stand before Allah. How do I show my Allah that, Ya Allah, I want you. I want to change my life. I want to give up my sins. I want to cover up my past life, make tawbah for it. That I reach my Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, with a clean state. Allah is happy with me. Abu Talha radiallahu passed away. Nabi of Allah made dua for him. Ya Allah, when Abu Talha comes to you, may it be that Abu Talha is smiling at you, Ya Allah, and you're smiling at him. May our mouth also be like that. Where are we going to get this? This you won't get in the dukan. This you won't get at home. You have to come to the house of Allah. You have to go in the path of Allah. We have jamaat people making effort for fikr of deen. The deen must come in your life. How you and your entire family can come unto deen. We have majalis of ulama. Ulama are coming to reminding us to go hold on to their kurta. Manana, show me the way. How do I bring deen into my life? With this we have, mashallah, ulama programs are taking place. We have all the facilities. We have the programs. We have the ishtimas that are coming up also. Ishtima is taking place next week in Newcastle, 9th, 10th, 11th, where environment will be made. People will go there, their hearts will be affected. This environment in Ishtima, where they're talking about Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what's happening at the Ishtima? What we want to do there is create an environment that was found in Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even a person that came to Medina Munawwara to assassinate Nabi Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he got hidayat. I'll conclude in this small waqia. There were two mushriks, two idolaters sitting in the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama. One Suhail, one Umair. Two of them were sitting. And they were discussing between themselves. So the affluent, the rich one says to the poorer one, why don't you go to Medina Munawwara and do us a favor, na'uzu billah, and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll be free. He said, I can't go. Why can't you go? I have family, I have children, I have debts. He said, I'll take care of it. Your family is my family, and your debts are my debts. He said, job done. From there he left, went to the blacksmith, and he sharpened his knife. He told him, add poison to it also. He puts it in his cloak, dagger or a sword. He goes to Medina Munawwara. As he comes to Medina Munawwara, as he comes to the masjid, just before that in the battle of Badr, his son was taken as a prisoner of war, as a captive. So as he comes to Medina Munawwara, he's tying his conveyance outside. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is sitting with the Ansar, having a majlis, and he's telling them about the battle of Badr. Far Guzari is giving him report back, that how the battle of Badr, we won the battle. And as he sees this person coming in, he says, here's the big shaitan walking in. This Khabis is coming in right now. He's the worst of the Quraysh. So as he walks in, he catches him. He says, what do you want? He says, I came to talk to the Nabi of Allah. What do you want? My son is here. He's a captive. He says, wait here. So he goes to Nabi Ali Sallallahu Salaam. Certain person has come to talk to you in regards to his son. Let him come in. But he didn't trust him. Told the Ansar, you go with him also and sit nearby. In case he tries any tricks, then you put him right. So they took him in. As he walks in, Nabi of Allah asks him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what have you come for? I've come for my son. He says, really? He says, yes. He says, really, you come only for your son? He says, only to talk about him. I need you to release him, take him back home. Nabi of Allah tells him, sit down. Then he tells him, see, what about the mashwara of the haram? What about the mashwara of the haram? You're meeting with your friend there, and the dagger that you are carrying on you. He says, oh Muhammad, the only way you come to know about this is through wahi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He came to kill Nabi of Allah. He went back with hidayat. He went back with hidayat. Then environment was there of hidayat. The ishtima, we create the same thing. Where Dawud is talking about of Allah, learning and teaching is taking place, zikr is taking place, kitab reading is taking place, ikram, khidmat is taking place. Youngster will come there, his heart will get affected. His life will change. He'll become the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is how we bring deen into our lives. So next week, alhamdulillah, brothers are going for the ishtima. Wherever we're comfortable to go, programs are taking place. To open our hearts, attend the programs. If we don't go to the program over the weekend, then we know there's no vacuum in my life. If I don't go to the right place, I'll go to some other place. If I don't use my time in the correct thing, then there's no vacuum. Something will take up my time, my space, my wealth also. So we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the hidayah, the tawfiq, to go to the correct places, to pass our life in the correct way, to bring deen into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.